kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Samahan niyo kami ngayon sa ating special na araw ng Linggo kung saan kasama natin ng live ang Miss Australia World National Finalist for 2020 na si Annalise Bella Newton. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Bella.
Magandang umaga, Annalyn. Magandang umaga po sa mga nakikinig ngayon. Good morning to everyone who's listening.
Yan, medyo hirap si Annalise mag-Tagalog.
Pasensya na po kasi po nagkasakit ako. Nagkaroon ako ng pneumonia na I lost my voice completely. Yeah. But it's coming back. I usually sound a lot better than this.
Yes. So. But anyway, sasamahan tayo ni Annalise and she will share with us ano nga ba ang naging inspiration niya to join pageants at her age. But you wouldn't hindi niyo mahuhulaan ang kanyang edad pag nakita niyo siya dahil sobrang bata niyang tingnan.
Ikaw naman?
Annalise, you're here to share with us what you are looking forward to for 2020 because you'll be competing for Miss Australia World National. This is the MS because there is a MISS, which is Miss. Can you please, before we talk about what's happening, can we share to our listeners what are the differences between MISS, Miss, and MS, Australia World?
As far as pageantry and what I know, there's like the three largest pageantry in the world is Miss Universe, MISS Universe, Miss World, MISS World. Usually, younger people can enter.
Yeah.
Whilst Miss World is MS World Pageant, where from the age of 26 years old you can enter, and no limit.
No limit for the age.
That's right. In fact, our former Miss World is Robbie Khanna.
Yeah.
When she won her Miss World pageant at 60 years old, she became our most favorite queen Australia's favorite queen. And I still remember the first time I actually met her when she judged a pageant in Newcastle, and I was just right behind her with goosebumps thinking, oh my God, I'm right behind Miss World.
And now you're competing for it for 2020.
And she's my director. This is just all, it's like I never imagined in my wildest dreams that I am right now competing. And like I said, the journey since I've entered Miss Diamond in 2018 or won it in 2018 has just been phenomenal.
Yeah.
The opportunity that came was unbelievable. And I'm very grateful.
Yes. Looking back, how did you start with pageants? I heard you join your first pageant at the age of 49.
That's right.
You won it, actually.
And it's, oh my God. Okay, how do we start?
And that is Miss Diamond, isn't it?
That's right. Miss Classic Diamond 2018. Well, I think probably I should start from the beginning where my life at the time, perhaps about 2-3 months before entering the pageant in 2018, nothing was going right. In fact, I really felt like I've just failed at absolutely everything. Mm. Job's not going right. Relationship's not going right. Because the relationship wasn't going right, my son left me to be with his dad. Understandable. And then my second husband then also left me for a younger woman. And because he wanted to start a family, he knew it's going to be too hard at 45 years old to have
a child.
Another child.
Yeah.
But I did try the IVF, and in the end of the day, I missed the writing on the wall that kahit na anong gawin ko, he will leave me anyway.
Yeah.
So I was just all the time thinking, I think I'm done. You know, I said, "Say God, I'm ready when you are." Because I felt, excuse me, I felt like there's nothing left. And then I was on watching sunrise, I think, that morning, and I saw Miss World so happy. She looked so beautiful, and she probably about my age at the time. And I thought, you know, what's stopping me doing this?
Yeah.
And I thought, You know what? Straight away, I'm on Google. Australian pageantry. The first thing that comes is Miss Diamond. And I'm like, okay. I mean, and
I'm in it.
I'm in it. I'm thinking, you know what? They're never gonna accept me. Yeah. You know. And I thought it's not gonna happen. And like 2 weeks later, I get the letter. I'm in, and I have to actually read it twice.
Yeah.
I put it down. 10 minutes later, I looked at it again. I'm actually in. And ever since then, I thought, you know what? The rest is history.
Yeah.
I just never looked back.
So that was in 2018.
That was basically 2017, August.
Yeah.
I entered. And the contest was done, was held in Brisbane on April 2018. And I won it.
Yay!
Yay!
And you're here.
And my son said, oh my God, Mom, you just won your first, you enter your first pageant. And you actually won it.
Yeah. When you were younger, like, you came to Australia when you were 18. You were telling me off air. But in the Philippines, have you ever really, has it entered your mind to really join any pageant in the Philippines?
I remember once when I was, my mother's already in Australia at the time. Yeah. And she's working really hard to just keep us all fed. Yeah. At school. And it was my aunt. I was 12 years old. You know how you join a pageant and you distribute ballots around? And my aunt actually entered me into it. But at the time, my mother didn't approve that. And it was just sort of, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, you know, it would have been nice as well. And at the time, I live in Ibayo. It's a very, it's basically
a remote
across the river. We don't have electricity. We had electricity when I was around.
And where
12.
Is that?
Taguig.
Taguig,
yes.
Okay, yeah.
And what I love to do, you know, we have that procession, Sagala.
Yeah.
So Bayan, we have that. We have luces. But sa Ibayo, we don't. We don't have lights there.
Yeah.
So what I did is form like an...
Kandila.
Yes. Well, I gathered all the little children. So this has always been me. Like, I want the children to experience this, what they experience a bayan.
Uh-oh.
So the little children, they get their communion dresses, yung mga white sila.
Uh-oh.
And then may mga sulu kami, and then we will have a parade sa Ibayo.
Sa Ibayo.
And they see me as someone, you know, this is coming back to me because I never, this has been a long time ago. And I always like the thought of kids not wanting to miss out.
Yeah.
And so they parade and they have beautiful dresses. So, but I love the glamour and making them feel special.
Yeah.
Because I thought it would have been an amazing thing to do. And I sumagala ako when I was 16. That's as close as the pageantry I'm going to get. Yes.
So what, aside from realizing that, oh no, age doesn't really matter in entering pageant, and have to do this, what was really the push for you to really enter the pageant?
The main push is perhaps because I want to do something for me.
Yeah.
I felt like I spent a lot of time doing things for people. And I felt like, you know, I want to do something for me, especially after when my second husband left me. I mean, God knows best. It happens for a really good reason.
Yeah.
I found myself, and I want to push myself to do something just for me. And when I entered Miss Diamond, I was very determined that even if I didn't win this, I knew I did my best.
Yeah.
I never like to count my chickens, even though I know all I have to do is work hard. And I was also introduced to, pageantry introduced me to a homeless feeding at Parramatta Park.
So is that the advocacy that you could keep on doing now?
Yes, this is something I've decided to do to continue volunteering, feeding the homeless, regardless I win the pageant or not.
Yeah.
Which I did continuously do. The only time I'm not there is if I'm judging interstate or attending other pageants or any other things that I have to be there. But otherwise, I'm there. And I'm happy to continue doing it. And back to your question, it's just something I want to do for myself.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of myself. And my son's my biggest
He's actually here in the studio with us. He just don't want to really talk.
Yeah, he's quite shy. But I think, yeah, personally, I thought I want this for myself. And then when I step into it, it's like a Titanic, actually.
Yeah.
When I step into it, I never imagined how much more I'm going to get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, from feeling nobody where I've questioned my existence to people following me and seeing me as a role model and I'm inspiring them, especially the children. That is, how can you comprehend that?
Yeah.
I could never comprehend that. And so it's been amazing.
The story that you shared a while ago, I would not really, it would not enter my mind that it happened to you. Because the first time I saw you, I think it's in the Little Miss and Teen Glam.
Little and Teen Glam.
Yeah, yep. Little and Teen Glam Australia in October. That's the first time I saw you in person. But I wouldn't really imagine that story happening to you because you look so glamorous, like, and inspiring to lots of kids. And I saw on your Facebook page that lots of kids call you their fairy godmother.
That's right. I love it. I love it.
How did it happen? And most of them are like entering the pageants at very young age.
And I think it's because whenever I attend these pageants or judge pageants with children, because I want them to see me as someone they could come up to me and talk to me and have pictures with me. You know, like, to me, I absolutely love that. And I know at the time, I remember Chloe Lofthouse, we attended an award ceremony and I was on stage and I looked down and she's right there, wanted the pictures with me. And that's kind of the moments that is priceless to me. She wanted a photo with me, or kids run to the stage to have a photo or have a hug. I absolutely love it. So what I do, because I like them to be inspired, and if they work hard, they could achieve it all, right? And I think it's because children are pure. If they don't like you, they're just not going to be next to you, right?
They get scared.
There's definitely nothing to be scared about me.
Yeah.
So whenever I go, they come to me, and I just love that. And Chloe and Maisie, they just, like twins, actually.
they're
beautiful kids from Australasia family.
Yeah, you mentioned Australasia. You're not from that pageantry, but I always see you with them. What's the story with the Australasia family?
Okay. I think it's because I met the CEO and director of Australasia, which is Mary Salubre, an absolutely amazing woman who does a lot of goodwill abroad and here as well. Lots of initiatives to help out the community, like we're doing Christmas party at the aged care facilities, which I'm actually hoping to be there after today.
Yay!
Because we're doing a second one in another place. I think it's because when I first met Mary Salubre, we kind of hit it off. She just knew, this is Annalise. I'm not a fake person. That she believed in me.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, we shared the stories. She know about my story. And then ever since then, she supported my pageant. And then when I, especially now, become my Miss Australia World finalist, the support she has offered has been absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And she's like, she's got a whole army with her.
Yeah.
And I feel blessed. So I feel like I've been accepted as part of the family and been welcomed with open arms, and I absolutely love it.
So your first pageant has really opened a lot of opportunity for you, isn't it?
Absolutely. It all started from Miss Diamond.
Siyempre kayo patuloy ang kikinig sa programang Filipino ng Radyo SBS. Kasama pa rin natin Miss Australia World National Finalist 2020, Annalise Bella Newton. With the title, it's so long, but how many more months do you have? 5 more months to prepare for the national pageant in Australia. How are you preparing, Annalise?
A lot of it is just mentally, to be honest. I always say this, I don't think it has sinked in.
Yeah.
I'm still, you know, people already say, oh, Miss Australia World, what are you doing? It's like, please don't jinx me. look, it's just the highest of the highest opportunity for me, for my age, to enter this pageant, this Miss World pageant. And and even I'm still just a contestant, it's the highest accolade for me. And I'm just very grateful for the whole...
Being a finalist is a big thing already, isn't it?
Yes, I look, absolutely. And in terms of preparation, you know, it's probably easier than Miss Diamond.
Yeah.
Because Miss World is just, it's all about me. It's not required that we do fundraising to have a platform. It's just happened that I have one. So it's great for me. It's very much who I am, my struggles and my journey all the way here.
Yeah.
Right. And I think if you're in pageantry, you know, everyone would want to know the ins and outs, where you came from. And, you know, I think everyone already know that I've suffered with diabetes type 2 and I've had all my struggles with that.
Because you share this.
Yes, I have. Like I said, they, you know, my platform when I entered Miss Diamond was Diabetes New South Wales and ACT.
Yeah.
That means, you know, everyone is required to have their own charity close to their hearts, and mine was that. And I raised awareness. I even raised some funds for them.
Yeah.
Because I know too well the complications, and we all know a lot of mga kababayan natin sa Pilipinas na pag wala na silang pera. It's just so hard, you know. A lot of my relatives have died.
And because of diabetes.
If I'm probably living in Manila, I'm probably dead by now. Mm. I just would not be able to cope, or family wouldn't be able to afford, you know, during...
The maintenance.
Yes. I mean, when I struggled, probably about 12 years ago when my diabetes was really bad, you know, I've had that many infections. I've lost some toes. I mean, I'm actually an eight-toed pageant queen.
They wouldn't see that anyway.
Yeah, you don't have to see. Please don't look for it. But like I said, I've had my own struggles in life. I may not have been homeless, but I've also experienced having to line up for food, for food vouchers for some from St. Vincent's before. Because like I said, I had my struggles. People might just know me as someone, you know, I look good in my dresses, I'm doing this, I'm doing that.
And there's always a smile on your face, even always. If you're crying now.
But what people don't know, there's so much I have gone through in life to be where I am now. Mm. So I always tell people, you know, you have to be kind to everyone you meet, because you really don't know the struggles that they've been through, how they reach to the point where they are. And I want to be able to speak to people that you can still have, you can still dream your dreams, like it. And just because you're 45 or 40 or whatever, you're done, you know, you can still,
there's more to life,
be amazing. There's absolutely just remembering at one time I'm done, to now I wish I have another 50 years. That's how much it's to me, pageantry was life-changing, for me anyway. Everyone wants to win, okay? Yeah. That's a given, okay? But you cannot lose the real meaning why you're there for, you know? Because through pageantry, I was able to give back to my community. Yeah. I was able to inspire young and old people. I mean, I always say, if I've inspired one person, then my job is done.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, now you've been inspiring lots of people.
I hope so too. And mga kababayan, if you're around on the 24th of May, please come along. It's happening at Stamford Hotel Airport in Sydney at 4 p.m. Tickets are $35. Not too expensive, but you can buy your drinks and cocktails and food at the venue. And at, if you log into my Facebook page, you'll see the link there for the tickets. It's just going to be the most amazing journey for me, and I would love to have your support, absolutely.
You have found your own crown and your own stage, Annalise, but if you win Miss Australia World title, you will be going to the USA, isn't it?
That's right. And fully expense paid.
How amazing is that?
There's nothing better to enter any pageant now than Miss World. And my director, Robbie Kana, has just been absolutely amazing, wonderful and caring. And she worked absolutely hard to get the sponsorship so that everyone who wins the title will be blown expense fully paid to Cancun, Mexico, to then compete with the rest of the world for the Miss World title. Look, I have to win this one first.
Yes.
And if I am blessed enough to win this and be sent to Mexico, if I make it a top 10, I'll just be so happy.
But there are two titles that will give you a chance to really go to the USA. It's the Miss Australia Elite World. Correct?
That's right. Yeah. Miss Australia World and Miss Australia Elite World for Australia, and then another for New Zealand. Therefore, there'll be four of us be flown to America, fully expense paid. So if anyone out there want to join me, let's do this.
And whatever happens, come back to the program in 2020.
Don't you worry, I'll just stalk you and I'll just be in the door once.
Yeah. Okay. Before we end our program, what else one has to have to enter a pageant?
One has to enter. You've got to be brave. You've got to just be courageous. Look, I also want to say something about, you know, Australian pageantry, okay? I'd like to, you know, be able to tell people, look, you know, the standards and mentality that you have to be size like a model, size 8 to be in pageant, that is absolutely not true.
Yeah.
In Australia, we advocate more, you know, for self-confidence. A lot of, I know, kids in pageants have gone through bullying.
Yeah.
And, you know, pageantry gives them, you know, improve their self-confidence. And it's about friendship. And, you know, and I think our pageantry is just, a lot of people sort of either they love it or they hate it. It's all because of what they hear in other places. But like I said, I think it's we have a great pageantry in Australia where everyone is very supportive.
Everyone is welcome as well.
Well, this is it though. Like, you know, in our pageant, you know, anyone, absolutely anyone, you may have a condition or you can still enter. You know, there's a lot of this pageant don't have weight or age restrictions, but there's a lot of children's pageant now from I think 6 years old.
Yeah,
yeah. It's just a great place to be, really.
From what you have experienced, from being I'm done now to being Miss Australia World National Finalist, what life lesson you want to share to people?
Never give up. I think it's because I know I felt like I've given up, but then I thought, you know what, I'll have a go and never lose hope. I guess I felt like I'm coming back and saying, you know what, God knows best. Yeah. Things happen sometimes for a reason, and what happened to me was bad, I know, but then what happened afterwards was just absolutely amazing. I found myself. I found to love myself again, and then I get to share this love for everyone that, you know, you may be getting bad cards after bad cards, but some good cards will come, and, you know, things will change, and, you know, but it's up to you, and if opportunity is presented to you, take it. That, you know, just because we are in our age that we are, that everything is over, it's not quite. Not at all, not from what I've experienced anyway.
Yeah.
So go out there, do what you've always wanted to do. Forget about the negativities because this is about you and what you wanted to do.
And a new day and a new year presents a new hope, isn't it?
Absolutely. The last couple of years has just been amazing for me. And now sometimes I wish, oh, is this going to stop or not? But no, 2020 is perhaps my biggest achievement because I'm competing for Miss World pageant.
Is that what you're looking for 2020?
There's so many things I look forward to. I'm hoping to, in March, I'm hoping to do a Haiti.
Oh.
Every funds raised is going towards my homeless feeding. And I'm also going to attend Miss Diamond Grand Finals in April.
Yeah.
And then May.
I'll be, it's a big month.
Yes, this is a big thing for me. Yeah. So I'm very excited.
Where can our listeners follow Annalise?
If you just...
Facebook page.
Facebook page, Annalise, A-N-A-L-I-E-Z-E, Bella Newton. Please connect with me and you'll see everything that I've been posting a lot.
She's very active in the social media.
Oh, thank you. I try to promote Miss World Pageant because I just thought it's just an amazing opportunity. And actually, I've got a friend that's joining me and she's representing New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah.
It's Tulip. La, and we've been acquainted and attending events with Australasia, and she recently thought, all right, so it'll be fun to do it with her too.
Yeah. Good luck, Annalise, and hope to see you in 2020 after the pageant, and all the best to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Just before I go, I just wanted to say, to give love to all my Diamond supports, Jordan, Jennifer, Jenny, Ray, everyone from Australasia. I love you all.
Yan na po ang ating programa. Maraming salamat.
E-like, e-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.